Hello and welcome to Coffee with the Freshman, brought to you by the Infotech class. Make sure to check out the Coffee with the Freshman website, coffeewiththefreshman.weebly.com. Now on to breakfast and lunch with Ella.
On Tuesday, March 23rd, sausage gravy over biscuit, and for lunch, spaghetti with meat sauce and garlic bread. Wednesday, March 24th, breakfast burritos with string cheese, and for lunch, Renza nacho chips and cheese sauce. Thursday, March 25th, croissant with egg, sausage patty, and cheese slice. And for lunch, turkey wrap, tri-tater brownies. Friday, March 26th, long johns with Bavarian filling and string cheese. And for lunch, pizza, chips, and cookies.
Now on to announcements. Monday, March 22nd, there's a teachers in service, so no school. Tuesday, March 23rd, the public library is open 6 to 8 p.m. There's Quiz Bowl at Stapleton at 5 p.m. And spring requisitions due. Also, state ACT testing for juniors. Wednesday, March 24th, MAPS testing for the 9th graders. There's also a FI meeting in the lecture hall at 7 p.m. Thursday, March 25th, MAPS testing 7th, 8th graders. There's also an NHS meeting at lunch. Friday, March 26th, MAPS testing for the 10th graders. Now on to sports.
March 27th, track at Hershey, 10 a.m. Now on to crazy coffee stories with Chelsea.
This crazy coffee story is about that bees like coffee too. So, you love coffee, but did you know that insects apparently like it too? Scientists at Newcastle University, UK, discovered that honeybees are more likely to remember locations of plants in their nectar containers caffeine. A researcher at the University of Haifa in Israel theorizes that caffeine in coffee and other plants may be an evolutionary development to addict bees to its nectar, thus ensuring that bees would return to the same plants to pollinate them again and again. Now on to birthdays with Rhett.
Sadly, there are no birthdays this week.
Thank you for listening to Coffee with the Freshman. Stay tuned for next week's episode. I hope you all have an amazing day.
Bye.